Pope Benedict XVI is celebrating Mass at this hour in the nation's capital. Tens of thousands of worshipers are gathered in Washington's new baseball stadium under a bright blue sky and tight security.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am happy to be with you all here in Washington, the District of Columbia, the capital of the United States of America, and to celebrate with you this Eucharist.
Pope Benedict is wearing crimson vestments and a gold mitre. He stands at an altar that has been constructed in center field. In his homily, Pope Benedict repeated his sorrow for the priest's sex abuse scandal and said efforts to protect children must continue. Later today, the Pope will address a group of Catholic educators about what it means to be a Catholic institution. To find out more about what the Pope's message will be, we called Father Tom Rees. He's a senior fellow at Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen some conflicting things about this upcoming speech. One quote said it will raise eyebrows. Another said it's likely to be pastoral in tone, meaning, I think, not too hardline. What are you hearing about the speech?
Well, the honest answer is nobody knows what he's going to say until he says it. I think he's going to stress the importance of the Catholic identity of Catholic colleges and universities. This is something he takes very seriously and has stressed. At the same time, it's going to be interesting to see how he balances that with academic freedom.
What do you mean by Catholic identity? What goes into Catholic identity of a university?
Well, Catholic colleges and universities aren't just training people to make money. They're training people to really make a difference in life. We want people of compassion who have informed consciences and are very competent when they come out of these schools.
Is there anything that's happened particularly to trigger this speech at this time? Why now?
It's interesting. I think it comes out of his experience as a young man in Nazi Germany. He feels that the churches in Germany compromised their principles too much during the Nazi period in order to preserve their institutions. So he can be very uncompromising when it comes to Catholic principles and standing up and saying what he believes a Catholic institution should be all about.
Every now and then you hear of a controversy on a Catholic campus about a speaker who might have been invited, who perhaps doesn't fit within the Catholic orthodoxy. Are these the kinds of issues he'll be talking about too? And could there be a chilling effect on Catholic universities in terms of asking people to come and address students who may not be Catholic, may go against Catholic teaching?
The main controversy is over whether a pro-choice politician can speak on campus. One view is, okay, they're against Catholic teaching, therefore they shouldn't be able to talk on a Catholic campus. This would look like the university was endorsing their views and position. The other perspective is that universities should be places of open discussion, forums for debate, and we shouldn't be afraid of opinions that we disagree with, because we should have faith that the truth will prevail.
Ultimately, how much power does the Pope have over Catholic universities in this country?
Well, Catholic universities are separately incorporated institutions. They have responsibilities to accrediting agencies. Their faculties have contracts with the university. So you can't just fire a faculty member because you don't like what he's saying. They have tenure. They have contracts. And so their rights of academic freedom are protected by the law. And so really about the most that bishops or popes can do is just speak out and say they disagree with these people. And that's quite legitimate.
Father Thomas Rees is a senior fellow at the Woodstock Theological Center. Good talking with you, Father Rees.
Thank you.